Marriage? How dare they? I may be their youngest daughter, but that should not mean that I am to be sold off to the highest bidder as if I am merely cattle. I am a princess. Royalty. And yet here I am, pacing around my bedchambers, trussed up in a wedding gown as I await a marriage ceremony I was forced into and only just told of this morning. Ugh, this is all mother and father's fault. Since I was a child, mother told me to be kind and demure, a gentlewoman who pleases others and is subservient, always saying, I named you a lord so that you would one day charm a powerful sovereign and bring prosperity to our kingdom. So this is who I became. That is the mask I wear to hide my true nature. I have been a good daughter, have I not? All my life, I have smiled, curtsied, and batted my eyelashes at all of the nobility when they visited. I have been quiet, subservient, and respectful, all to appease my parents. Now behold, betrothed to the sovereign of the North. The North! The nation we have been warring with for centuries. Only now they claim to form a treaty if I am promised to the sovereign, as if that is all I'm good for. A prosperous match. They assume I am a simple, naive maiden. I have heard tales of the North and the sovereign who reigns there. They are said to be a rigid, cunning, cold ruler and punish all those who do not heed their every command. They are a warmongerer, a tyrant, and I am to be married to them by moonrise. This won't do. How long can I maintain this farce? I have kept my nature hidden from my family easily enough, but from a spouse? Impossible. One is with a spouse in their most private moments. Private moments! After the ceremony, we will be expected to consummate. What will happen when they take me back to their suite and discover I am not the sweet, pleasant little maiden they have been led to believe I am? Will they kill me? Declare another war on my lands? Well, no. I suppose they will not be my lands anymore. I will be forced to move to the North, and that is only if they permit me to live. I cannot stand this anxiety. I wish I could simply find them and explain myself before we are bound to each other for eternity. Wait. Yes, that is what I will do. I shall find them, explain that I am not the maiden they are hoping for, and pray they are not too cross and spare my life. Maybe I can convince them to spare the kingdom their ire, at least. Or maybe they will decide to take another maiden in my place. My lady's maids were whispering about them being in the study when they were dressing me. I shall look there first. No guards. They must be convinced I will simply obey my father's proposal. They are horribly mistaken. Let's see. The study they are supposed to wait in is not far from my suite. I just have to pray that none of the other guards catch me. There! How odd that there are no guards. They must have just gone to patrol the area. I must get inside quickly. Thank the stars they did not sight me. Now, where is the warrior sovereign? This study is one of our smaller ones, so I'm sure they... Your Majesty! Compose yourself, Alor. I am Her Royal Highness, Princess Alor. Your betrothed. I sincerely apologize for the intrusion, Your Eminence. And if I have frightened you, have I truly scared them? They are not at all what I was expecting. In fact, they seem nervous. Of course, I did not mean to imply a mere maiden could give a ruler such as yourself a fright. No, it is peculiar, but I wish to meet you before we are to be wed. I have heard tales of you. If you'd kindly put that book down, I merely wish us to become acquainted. Ah, yes, I suppose it would seem bold of me. However, as I am a princess of this nation, I thought it would be beneficial to keep you informed of the nature of this match. Forgive me, Your Majesty, but... Yes, I understand the superstition regarding seeing me before the ceremony. However, with this being an arranged marriage, I thought it more important to meet you beforehand to discuss said arrangement. Are they truly reading while I'm attempting to speak with them? Are they daft? I have half a mind to rip that book from their hands. Sovereign, I truly must explain some important matters. Again, I ask if you would be so kind as to lower that book. Later. I would implore you to listen to me now, Your Majesty. I am unsure if waiting would be the best course in this case, as I... Hells with it! If they kill me, so be it! Enough! Give me that book, this instant! Good. So you are capable of following direction. Now sit! I am attempting to have a simple conversation with you and explain that this may not be the well-suited match you were led to believe, and you are reading! Do you intend to ignore me for the rest of our lives? Hmm? You wish me to sit quietly and obey you while you rule your realm? You are a bigger fool than I pictured if you believed that would work. I sought you out to try to apologize on behalf of my parents and explain I am not the docile, mousy woman they believe me to be. It was no fault of theirs they told you a lie they believed themselves. So I had hoped to beg you to spare my kingdom at the very least, even if you chose not to spare me. However, now I simply do not care whether you spare me or not. At least I will die having told you the truth, and that you need someone to put you in your place, teach you proper manners. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do believe I am someone who could. You do not frighten me, warrior sovereign. In truth, after meeting you face to face, I am underwhelmed. I have ridden horses more daunting than you. Well, go on then. Call your soldiers. Or do you wish to kill me Oh, I see. Are you a person who wishes for another to have control? You wish me to command you, Your Majesty, give you orders, make you obey me. Prove it. Kneel for me. There now, see? You look so much better on your knees for me. Very well. We shall be wed after all. I will play my part to the nobility and citizens of the realm. Act as I always have. A sweet, charming, subservient little mouse. But in private, you are the pet. A lowly dog whose purpose is only to amuse me. Obey me. Pleasure me. Do you understand? Good.
Then we shall see each other at the altar, Your Majesty.
Do not keep me waiting, pet. You will not endure the consequences if you do. Or maybe you will. I suppose we shall see. You are late, pet. I thought I told you not to keep me waiting. Even dogs seem to listen better than you. Save it. I do not want to entertain your excuses. Come here. Better. Now, while we are in this room, we are not royalty. We are not equal. You are a measly little pet. A toy meant for my use. And I am higher than royalty. I am a goddess. Your goddess. Understand? So you can be taught. Now, since we have been married before both kingdoms and the festivities are finally at an end, it seems we must complete our marital duties and consummate. Strip for me, pet. Do not make me repeat myself. Better. Now kneel. No, I will not be undressing myself just yet. First, I want you to stroke yourself. Go on, spread your legs and start stroking. You're already leaking. Is it not enough? Yes, I suppose I can help moisten it. It is our wedding night, after all. There. Now use your hand on yourself while they watch. That's it. Use that hand. Stroke. Yes. You look so good at my feet. Kneeling before me like a dog. I am making such a mess of yourself already. Just watching you touch yourself has made me heat up. I can feel myself getting wet. Faster. Yes, like that. Keep that pace while I strip bare. Yes. There. A goddess stands bare before you. You should feel grateful, pet. Oh, I do love how you whimper. Go on then. Lean forward. Tilt your head back a bit. Open your mouth. Tongue out and... That's it. Use that mouth on me. Yeah. Oh, keep that tongue flat and wide for me. Oh! Do you enjoy me grinding myself down on your face? Huh? Oh, yes, moan against me like that. Hands to yourself, pet. I will use you as I please. No. Place your hands on the ground before you and do not move them. You have lost the privilege to touch yourself for your disobedience. keep your wines to yourself. All you need to do is focus on moving that tongue over me. Yes, and sucking. And staying still while I use this face of yours. Do well and I may allow you earn an orgasm. But only after I have climaxed myself. Oh yeah, yes, suck on my clit pad just like that. More, more, yes, I'm close, so close. Good puppy, good. Stand. Good. Now kiss me. I want to taste myself on your lips. On the bed. Now. Yes, on your back like that. Good. You wish to release, Pat. Then you must ask me for it. Use my name, Toy. Say, please, Goddess. Very good. Stay there. Just fetching something that will help me use you to the fullest. Hold still. This will make you the perfect toy for me. There. Now you are a toy fit for a goddess. Hands up. Grip the headboard and do not move them unless I command it. Am I clear? Yes, what? Good bitch. That feels so good. Oh, so deep inside me. Oh. Did I command you to move? No, I did not. Insolent pup. Now keep still. For that, I think I will just... slide up and down until I am only barely fucking myself. Use just the tip of this to slide in and out in shallow thrusts. Do you enjoy my body, pet? I enjoy watching me hover above you and move my hips like this. You cannot touch me. Yes? And this pet... do you enjoy watching it slowly disappear inside me? Watch as I slide all the way down. Back up until it barely remains inside me.
And all the way down again. All the way. Oh, yeah. Like that. And now just lie there and let me use your delicious body. Do not dare move those hands. I just grip the headboard while I ride you. Move your hands again, and I will deny you release for the entire night. Oh, no, you will not. You do not come until I command it. Understand? Tell your goddess you understand, pet. Good puppy. Good. Now, thrust up into me. Oh, fuck you. Yeah. Make me come. Make me come. Oh, yeah. Yes. Close. Close. Do not dare stop. My pet has earned their reward. I am going to bless you with my mouth and allow you release. You taste so good. Oh, I have made such a mess of you. Close, puppy. What a good pet asking for permission. You may come for me. Look how hard you came. You're twitching here. Oh, sensitive. My apologies, spouse. I will be gentle. I am lying with you, of course. This day has been exhausting, and I wish to rest before we cleanse ourselves. Oh, yes, it was wonderful. I cannot wait to put you in your place tomorrow night as well.